It was definitely a frustrating loss for you guys tonight. It's a 7-point loss, never led in the game. Just kind of had a hard time figuring out Wichita Trinity on the defensive end here tonight.
Yeah, we got what we deserved tonight. We talked that defense is going to lead to our offense, and we weren't able to get stops when we needed them. We came out. We were pretty, unintelligent defensively, kind of uninspired, really. You know, we didn't play very hard, I don't think. And they took it to us from the get-go, and, it's still a low-scoring game. But at the same time, if we're not going to play any better than that, we got what we deserve. So, credit to Wichita Trinity, with their size, they're able to kind of take away a lot of the things that we do. And, it's a different kind of length, than we saw last night, because, they're 6'7", 6'5", but 6'5", 300 pounds. And they got some big kids. They're definitely a good ball team. And we knew after their last night game against Holcomb, they were going to come in here, a little upset and play pretty hard. But at the same time, we didn't execute offensively, and we didn't communicate defensively.
And it seemed like, for a team that has done a fairly decent job of driving to the basket here, just really couldn't get in there. And when they did, really couldn't get, couldn't get contact fouls to go your way there.
Yeah, Bo usually gets to the basket, fairly easy. But, tonight the 6'7 kid was on him. And, obviously that extra length right there, it doesn't really matter. If Bo's getting to the basket, that kid's, still 6'7 inches longer than he is with his arms. So, you got to be a little bit more crafty when you get around the basket, and you also got to be able to, dish it off and hit open guys. So you can't always just go in there expecting to, shoot an open layup or get a foul, because, we were driving in there, but we were the ones initiating a lot of the contact. So, we didn't get some of those whistles. We didn't get a lot of them late, and, it's not bad calls necessarily. It's just, we're the ones making that contact. So, if we're going to initiate the contact, we better take it strong or don't expect a whistle.
Absolutely right there. Coach Brian Gentry joining us here post-game. And one kid that's really stepped up here tonight, I thought gave you guys a kind of some life here, especially in the second half, was Marshall Froh, 8 of his 10 points in the second half. And you can tell he's finally maybe starting to adjust a little bit to the nose guard that he has for his broken nose.
Yeah, that it takes him getting used to, he's bit by bit coming along. But, last night was more about his, his energy and his air than anything with the nose guard. It is definitely it's more difficult for him to see the ball, and it kind of limits your peripheral vision. So he's getting used to it, and, tonight he took a step in the right direction, so that was a positive thing for us.
Well, it's a short turnaround. You get a pretty good Purcell team coming in down in Garden City tomorrow, and they're up against Holcomb tonight. That should be a pretty interesting game, and this is a team maybe you guys match up maybe a little better with than what you've matched up with Wichita Trinity.
Yeah, they've got 6'3", 6'4", but they're not the bulky type that we saw tonight with Adler. That kid's just a monster. Takes up a lot of room, and definitely carves out a lot of space down there. And if he's able to catch, there's not a whole lot you can do around there. And we don't have this. We don't have the size. We don't have that strength or that size to match up with him. So telling those guys is, we can't fall back on the fact, we've got 6'5 and 6'7 guys laying around. We don't have that. They've got to make up for it, getting after the ball and making it hard for them to hit those post-entry passes. And, we came out flat tonight. And, like I said, we just kind of took it on the chin tonight. But, we do get to get back after it tomorrow against a very good team. So, they better get ready to roll.
Challenge for you guys tomorrow, but luckily you get to bounce back and try to forget this one quickly. Coach, once again, thank you for stopping by here post-game, and we'll do it again tomorrow.
All right, thanks, Adam.